Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens Claims Committee's September 11th, 2025 meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 1 p.m. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens Board and Committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chairman Becksmith, may I proceed with the roll call?
Please, Chair.
Thank you. Chairman Becksmith?
Here.
Governor Butts?
Here.
Governor Aaron Knight?
Here.
Governor Frank White?
Here. Here.
Thank you. And Mr. Palmquist?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Great. Thanks, Sherry. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for making the time for this Claims Committee meeting. Everybody got kind of a pre-call packet with some minutes and such. And so first thing I'd like to do is entertain a motion for the prior committee claims minutes for approval.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thanks. Moving on to the next agenda item. I believe we have the approval of the claims charter committee, which I believe is done every 12 months. To my knowledge, and Jay, please correct me if I'm wrong, nothing has changed on this since its inception back several years ago. I do believe we need an approval on this that's done every 12 months. And so with that, if there's any questions, be glad to entertain that or a motion to approve the charter as so written.
Make a motion to approve the charter.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Right. Motion carries. Next, everybody got a copy of some material on the non-litigated and litigated claims material in their claims packet. If there's any questions, I'm sure Craig or Elaine would be glad to entertain those. So I will pause to see if there's any questions. Otherwise, we will kick it over to Mr. Greg Rowe to talk about some vendor updates.
Governor Smith, I had one question.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Thank you. Craig, on page 4, non-litigated claims data, if you need a second to get there, you talk about emergency water restoration services acceptance rate has increased from 60% to 82%, which is great. And then the next bullet, you say managed repair program participation rate has decreased 1%. Can you say what it decreased to? What rate is it currently resting at?
The managed repair program runs in between 21% to 26%. So those statistics are measured from a point in time from July 31st of this year to July 31st of last year. So they're looking at a snapshot in time. So those numbers are going to vary significantly depending upon the number of claims that go in, as well as the where we are in the cat season, right? So, they do vary, but they've been holding fairly consistent between 21 and 26% for the past 2.5-3 years for the managed repair program. The acceptance rate for the emergency water restoration services does vary depending on time of year, but
right.
Hopefully that explains it.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, that increase to 26% for the management repair program participation rate has increased quite a bit over the years, has it not?
It started out low. Granted, we've been running the program now since 2017. We had a brief period where we turned it off after Hurricane Irma. But it has historically been between 21 and 26%. There is some monthly variation depending upon storm activity. We do right. See some drop off with it. We did have a little bit of drop off with the onboarding of our new contracts, our IA contracts last year. So there are some external factors that influence that number. But month over month for the past 2.5-3 years, it's been between 21 and 26%.
All right. Thank you. Sorry to belabor that. Thank you, Governor Becksmith.
No, thank you, John. Any other questions from the committee on this? All right. See in silence. I'll take that as a no. Mr. Rowe, the floor is yours for some vendor updates, please.
And, Mr. Chairman, other committee members, for the record, this is Greg Rowe. And just to start off, I know you have the agenda in front of you today, and it's showing four items that I have. But, Mr. Chairman, the first item on the agenda was for court reporting services. But we're actually continuing to do some additional work on those contracts. So at this time, we're formally requesting that we remove that from today's agenda. And I plan on bringing that back to the December meeting, if that's acceptable to you and the committee.
I'm fine with that, Greg. If none of the committee members have any issues, we can continue on.
Not here.
All right. Let's move on.
All right. Thank you. So the first consent item I have is for our claims legal services contract. This is our defense counsel. And I'm actually pleased to report we're still seeing a decrease in the overall pendings in terms of new lawsuits and pending litigation. At this time, our litigation, if you look at Elena's packets that she submitted, litigation has decreased by 34% as compared to the same time period from last year. And as of May of 2025, we've actually seen a 17% reduction in legal spend compared to what it was back in January of 2025. So we are headed in the right direction. We still anticipate further reductions both in litigation and related legal spend. And so with that, at this time, we're requesting the next 50 million tranche of approved spend under this contract. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll pause there for any questions.
Perfect. So, just to clarify, again, we seem to be doing this quite a bit on this subject. This is the normal $50 million that the board has asked you to come back to each and every time to make sure that we're spending wisely. And from a litigation standpoint and the legal side, I would imagine, but I don't want to assume that this is the case, that it's a combination of a couple things. One, obviously, some of the reform that was passed. The depopulation and then just maybe luck of the draw with regards to some of the catastrophes. Is that a pretty good assessment?
All the above, for sure. I know all the strategies that we've employed here that we have control over. We can't control the weather, but like you said, we have dodged some bullets there. But all the strategies that we put forth, including all the legislative assistance that has helped us in that arena, has certainly proved to be effective. And that's why we're seeing a significant decrease. And hopefully it stays that direction.
Yep, absolutely. That's all the question I have. I'll turn it over to any of the committee members if they have any questions.
Mr. Chairman, I had one question.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
In the write-up, it looks like in the third paragraph down, it says, as of the June 25, 2025 meeting, the total board approved amount for claims legal services is $500 million. The next paragraph says, as of August 1st, Citizens has incurred approximately $499 million in spend of the approved amount. But it then goes on to say you're asking for another $50 million. If the approved spend is $500 and we've incurred $499, how can we prove another $50?
Great question. So if you recall back to our last claims committee meeting and even the last board meeting, originally dating back to 2021, we did request $500 million in spend authority. And so heading into the last claims committee meeting, we were at 450, and we knew we were going to be in excess of the $500 million spend. So at the last meeting, what we did, we requested the additional $250 million on top of the $500 because we were going to extend that to get us, to the end of the base term contract, which ends February 2nd of 2027. So in reality, we have exhausted the original $500 million spend, or right there added $499 million, which is why we requested the $250 million last time. And that was split between what we had anticipated, $125 million for non-cat, $125 million for catastrophe-related losses. So to answer your question, really, I guess when it says $500 million, that was what was originally approved. And then with the last action item, that took us up to an additional $750 million total approval, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. So if I can restate it then, we actually have, the board did approve per our last meeting, the additional increase of $250 million. So we're just approving the next tranche of $50 million as we regularly do.
That's exactly right. They still would like us to provide updates every $50 million
Okay.
And hopefully we can get to the place where we won't have that every meeting, and maybe we'll see. But, it, you know, again, it's all relative to the spend, and that's where we're at today.
Well, hopefully with the significant reduction of, in claims litigation, we won't have to approve these $50 million tranches anymore.
I hope so.
Hey, Greg, it might make sense. John brought up a great point on this, and I don't, and we don't have to deal with it today, but maybe for the executive summary for the board, maybe go ahead and include that portion in there so to create so to not have any future confusion on that.
Agreed. It is, yeah. As I read it, it's confusing for me, and so I get it. So we'll update that and make sure that we're all up to speed for the next go round.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, absolutely. Any of the other committee members have any questions on this?
None here.
Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the next $50 million in spend.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Next, Greg.
Thank you, sir. The next consent items for our mobile home demolition vendor contracts, and these are the vendors that go out and do exactly that. They haul away our mobile homes that we have total losses for. Most of those certainly for catastrophe-related claims, but we do still have some for non-catastrophe-related. So at this time, what we're really seeking to do is utilize the existing contracts that we have in place, or I should say the existing vendors we have in place, to get us through our existing contract, which runs up to 2030. With all the renewal periods. So we entered into these contracts just last year, July of 2024. And at that time, the board approved a total spend of $1.3 million. However, at that time, we did not include any cat-related projections at all. So since we had some storms, obviously, last year, of that $1.3 million, we've already spent $990,000. $895,000 of that was actually related directly to catastrophe spend. And so as the board's requested, they've asked for any additional contracts moving forward that we try to allocate a certain percentage of spend just to try to project spend for both non-catastrophe and catastrophe. So to try to get us to the end of the contract, we've done as much math as we can to try to project out both CAT and non-CAT spend. And at this time, we're requesting a new overall spend of $6.6 million for the remaining 5 years in this contract. And again, this is only spent in the event that we do have total losses, so it's as incurred. And hopefully that will get us through the contract and address any potential catastrophes. Obviously, it's all subject to change based on our book of business, if we have more mobile home policies or it's a larger event. But as best we can, based on historical spend, we think 6.6 will both account for non-CAT and CAT moving forward. So I'll pause there for any questions.
Thank you, Greg. Any questions from the committee members on this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Just one simple question. I'm not sure if this is to you, Mr. Chairman, or to Greg, but we've always operated under the assumption that we will not budget for CAT items. So does this mandate from the board now change going forward our approach to now start budgeting for CAT as well?
John, I don't believe so. And I might defer to Jay or to Greg on this, but I think what the board has asked is to get more of a clearer picture of if we had a crystal ball, we're not going to be able to budget necessarily for this. And so what we've asked the citizens team to do is try to pull out their crystal ball and say, okay, in the event of a catastrophe, what can we see as average spend so that as we get into other board related items, we have more of a clear picture. But I'll defer to Greg or Jay if I misspoke on that. But I believe that that was kind of the direction that I recall, or any of the other committee members from the board okay. side.
Yeah, this is Jay Adams for the record. I agree with everything that you said. That is what the board asked us to do. And the whole idea, John, is just to try to prevent us from having to come back multiple times throughout the life of a contract, trying to, you know, kind of set that expense on the front end of it.
Makes perfect sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Any other questions from the committee members? Greg, you want to read the staff recommendation? I know I did not do that on the last one, but everybody was good. But maybe give us just a quick recommendation on that, and then we'll entertain a motion. You're on mute, Greg.
Start over. Staff proposes that the Claims Committee review and, if approved, recommend the Board of Governors approve the continued utilization of the mobile home demolition services contracts throughout all renewal periods as set forth in this consent item, and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this consent item.
Thank you. And I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the committee recommendation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, Greg, bring us home.
All right, home stretch. So last item I have here is for our comprehensive roof and wall valuation services contract. In short, this contract, this one is certainly mission critical to citizens, especially in the CAT. As what this does is it provides aerial imagery to citizens and automated measurements and sketches of roofs directly in our claims estimating platform known as Xactimate. So in essence, every single catastrophe claim that we have, we auto request one of these reports. So when the adjuster gets the claim, they open up their Xactimate estimating tool and they already have a picture of the roof pre-storm with all the associated measurements of that particular roof, what the roof structure is, roof structure components. It's really phenomenal what they get. So it not only just provides, I'd say, accurate measurements, it's a huge, you know, time-saving automation tool that we leverage in a catastrophe. So from 2019 forward, we've contracted directly with Eagleview for these services. And our current contract ends January 8th of 26. And at this time, Eagleview, they're the only vendor that offers these services that can actually integrate with our Xactimate estimating platform. So with that, we were able to procure these services on a new three-year contract through our single source process. And even better, as you can see in your packets, Eagleview actually reduced their pricing under the new contract. So that's always a win, and certainly something that we don't see very often in this arena. So at this time, the estimated spend under the new requested contract is $9.7 million, which breaks down to $3.1 million for non-CAT and approximately $6.6 million for catastrophe claims. This is the exact same thing we did with mobile homes. We're just trying to project as best as possible what we would spend for catastrophe claims over the next 3 years based on our utilization of the services previously. So I'll pause there for any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Greg. And I think, again, just to clarify, this is on a per use basis. So what we're voting on here is to authorize a spend up to, in the event of a catastrophe or non-catastrophe related items.
100% correct. We pay on a per report basis, and there is no minimum commitment.
Perfect. Okay. Any questions from the committee members on this?
None here.
All right. Seeing none, Greg, would you like to read the recommendation?
Absolutely. Staff proposes that the Claims Committee review and, if approved, recommend the Board of Governors authorize citizens to contract with Eagleview Technologies Incorporated for a three-year term for comprehensive roof and wall valuation services for insured losses as set forth in this consent item, and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this consent item.
All right. Thanks, Greg. I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the committee recommendation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, bringing it home. There's some addendums in the back of the packet of all the committee members. If there's no questions on that, I'll pause to see if there's any new business out there from any of the team. All right. Well, with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
So moved. All right. Hope everybody has a great rest of their day, and see the board here in the next couple of weeks. Thanks all.
Thanks.
Thank you all.